7 News, I'm Mary Rose. Josh Green says this is the worst flooding Hawaii has had in about 20 years.
This is going to have a very serious consequence for us as a state, though we have support. We are now beginning to contemplate the reality that this storm could cost over $1 billion of damage in both the private and public sector. And that includes things like damage to the airports, a major hospital that's been damaged on Maui.
It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
Donna Warder reports on the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Zabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Warder.
Airline passengers are saying that the Transportation Security Administration workers need to get paid. At Atlanta's Mammoth Airport, travelers were arriving up to 4 hours ahead of their flight departures yesterday. This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitution. This is SRN News. Georgia has become the first state in the U.S. to suspend fuel taxes after the war in the Middle East sent pump prices soaring.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. Motorists are likely to start getting relief in the coming days as the price cuts trickle through from wholesalers to gas stations. In Maryland, House and Senate Republicans are pressing for a 30-day gas tax holiday.
Bill Alexander reporting. Correspondent, a new study says that heart benefits from GLP-1 drugs begin to fade soon after patients stop taking the medication. Past studies have found that a major benefit of the medication is that it greatly reduces the risk of heart attacks. But now a large study in Missouri has found that heart attack risk began to return as early as 6 months after stopping the drug. More details at SRNNews.com.